1-800-259-3737.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's the Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you do this 6 nights a week. Join us for every single moment. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find we have archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we go past 6 days. If you scroll down farther than day number six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org. Click them, and they'll take you to months' worth of the show. All of it is free, and it always will be at freetalklive.com. In fact, man, which I discovered something pretty exciting last night. I never really had paid too much attention to this until I stumbled across it on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com last night, but it looks like our listeners, without any prodding from us, have nominated us for the podcast awards.
Whoa.
Now, I'm not sure
what
how...
do I get? Do I get, like, an Emmy?
I don't know how exclusive this is or how special this is, but we'll take any award we can get. So we've got
a little statue? Like a Golden Globe?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the award is going to look like, if it's even a certificate or what. But it's something we can claim if we win it. We're nominated for the best best political podcast. And if you want to go vote for us, you can do it apparently once every 24 hours until July 31st. So basically there's 2 weeks until this voting period is over.
Okay.
So if you haven't gone yet, again, you can do it every day, every 24 hours. Go to podcastawards.com, podcastawards.com, and you'll see us. We're right there. You scroll down. All you have to do is just scroll down a little bit, and then you'll see the cultural political category. And Free Talk Live is right there. You go vote for us, which would be awesome if you did. So, podcastawards.com. Okay, the show's about you. You talk about whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can also email the show. We might get to some emails tonight. FTL@freetalklive.com. But since the show's about your calls, we'll start off with the calls. But first, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's talk to Derek in New Jersey. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I forgot to tell you, Crosspinner, I am also a Free State Project member.
Congratulations.
When did you join?
I joined, I think, when there was about 4,000 people, so I got to vote for the state.
Cool. That's
couple of years now?
Did you vote for New Hampshire?
That was my second choice.
Uh-huh.
Delaware was my first choice because the weather, I know it's very, very cold.
And, at what point are you planning on moving up there, Derek?
I'm not sure yet. I'd say probably within a year or two. I'm renting a house now, and it's up in December, so I'm not sure.
Sounds like a good time then.
Yeah, might as well go. I mean, if we could go tomorrow, we would, but there's a few loose ends that need to be tied up down here. So what's on your mind tonight, Derek?
I wanted to ask you about, in a free market, or in a free world, how would you deal with the China trying to buy out the Unocal, even though they're the big red evil communist Chinese and they're doing horrible things? Would you just let...
Are they doing horrible things, or is that just what you've been told? I mean, I'm sure they've done horrible things in the past, but, I mean, we heard from Gene, the Christian anarchist who calls in from time to time. He actually went over to China, and he was on a mission to find a police car. And finally, after, I think, 2 weeks of being there, he finally found one and managed to photograph it. But the way he described it is it's kind of almost hands-off in some ways. I'm sure there's some things the government does that are tyrannical and horrible, but I don't know if it's as bad as everyone thinks it is.
I just heard that the human rights is horrible, and the way the government owns the businesses and the government profits, I just don't see as a good idea to sell American company to a dictatorship like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say the libertarian answer is that if China wants to buy Unocal, then China can buy Unocal. But I think that pretty much most libertarians are against corporations in general.
We're not against business. You've got to be careful with your words, Manwich. Corporations are what we're against. If you want to be a business person, you want to be in business for yourself, that's fine. But it's the idea of a corporation which we're against, because that's something that was created by the state.
And that's probably the bigger L libertarian issue. I would say many little L libertarians really haven't even thought about corporations.
Sure.
Secondly, most libertarians would be against the... heavy regulation that's on oil companies in the United States as far as drilling and that kind of thing, buying property so that they can drill on, what it all takes to drill and then refine the fuels. And if it wasn't for these regulations, then the companies could be more profitable.
Not to mention the there's also the factor that without all the regulations and that are heaped onto the automotive industry and the fuel industry, we probably would have more alternative sources of energy if the government weren't so invested, as far as the individuals that are in the government weren't so deep into the oil industry. I think we'd probably have more options.
Yeah, I was watching the congressional debates or the hearings they were having on about it. And one thing that really interested me was the scarce resource called rare earth minerals, or rare earth elements, which are used in high technology products.
Mm-hmm.
And how one thing about Unocal is they own a special mine that has one of these resources. And for the past 20 years, they've been buying up like all these mines, trying to corner the market. And that just doesn't seem free to me. And let them go through and try and corner the market in the future strategy. This seems
well, you know, and I see what you're saying. It should be noted that diamonds. I actually kind of hope that Penn and Teller do an episode on diamonds because it's such a huge load of garbage. Basically, what you know, diamonds are pretty much all the diamond mines in the world are owned by De Beers. So that's kind of a similar situation to what you're talking about, where one company owns virtually every natural source of diamonds that there are on the planet. Of course, what happened as a result of that? Well, the market that does exist was working for a solution to bring competition to the diamond industry, and so you've got the, I don't know what they call them, they're basically generated stones.
Lab-grown?
Yeah, they create them in a laboratory. So De Beers, you know, had to throw up its hands, and I'm sure they had to drop their prices a little bit at that point when the lab-grown diamonds came out. So, I mean, eventually, if they buy up all of these special mineral mines or whatever they are, I'm sure somebody will come up with some sort of synthesis to replace them. You know, it's just necessity. And necessity is the mother of invention, they say. And it really is the case. You know, when people need something, they get really inventive as to how they might be able to get it.
I don't think that China buying Unocal is a particularly good thing. I mean, I don't think that's a great thing for America. But we've stifled the heck out of our energy companies. And what can we expect? We drive away the big business and, you know, with the labor costs and the regulations, and
I can say one thing for sure.
Go elsewhere.
I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert, but I'm sure that there's more than one. That, you know, there's more than just oil, as far as getting energy. You know, as far as us powering ourselves into the future, I'm pretty sure oil is a bit of an old method, and it's going to be outdated at some point. So
I got an article here on a car that they're releasing to Europe that gets. It's a dollar for every 62 miles. It runs on compressed air.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Compressed air. So there you go. Those are the kind of things that you know, the market will come up with, Derek, if we just let them have the freedom to do so. Any other comments?
No, but one thing, one more. Yeah, with the congressional hearings, they never really mentioned how that when the price of oil goes up, it makes it more of an opportunity to go and find oil in deeper seas or a harsher regions.
That's true.
And it was just very interesting that they just never talked about it.
Well, Congress doesn't know anything about the economy. I mean, if they knew anything about the economy, they'd stay the hell out of it. They'd leave it alone. Either they know and they don't care, or they just don't know. Either they know they don't care and they're just taking advantage and sucking off the economy for their own benefit, or they're just totally ignorant and leading us down the wrong road completely blindly. Either way, it's bad. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You got an article coming up, man, which about the state of Massachusetts and a bit of a controversy. What's going on there?
Well, they're looking to make ballot initiatives. Very difficult to do.
We'll find out what that's all about coming up. 800-259-9231. Is it a bad thing? We're not sure. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. You can bring up anything. The Saturday night edition, we're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are six nights a week. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich, join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we appreciate our lady listeners, and you can go check it out. And it's not a beauty contest, so any women of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages, you're all qualified. As long as you're a lady. So email it to email your pictures to us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Speaking of that email address, we do have some good emails. Hopefully we'll get to them tonight. But you had an interesting issue from the state of Massachusetts, Manwich.
Well, apparently,
the legislators are trying to make it more difficult to pass referendums in Massachusetts.
That's now, where the citizen, the people of the state, the voters, go out and they get petition signatures, a certain amount, and then once they get that particular amount, then the referendum goes on the ballot, and then everybody gets to vote on whether or not they want it.
Right. Well, here it goes. Beacon Hill Democrats are moving swiftly to pass a bill that would make it more difficult for such a question, that's the gay marriage, or any other, to reach the state election ballot. The bill, which, because of course you have to get it on the ballot and first, and
right.
apparently you have to get a certain, like 60,000 signatures to
really?
Do that.
That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's not that bad. But
I think it's something like 400,000 here in
But you have to do it in 2 weeks.
Okay.
The bill, which could be voted on the Senate as early as next week, is provoking an outcry from government watchdogs. The administration of Governor Mitt Romney and secretaries, among the others, the measure would prohibit others backing ballot questions from paying outside firms for each signature gathered. So you wouldn't be able to get somebody to gather signatures for you.
You couldn't pay anybody to
right.
do it.
A common practice of critics...
Brutal.
Says encourages fraud, but backers see as essential given the short time frame in which groups must gather the signatures required under the state law.
Yeah, you really have to have your stuff together if you are going to pull that off on your own. Usually the referendums that get on the ballot are paid. They have paid petitioners mm-hmm. all over the place. I've run into them a few times. They usually don't even really know what it is that they're handing out to people.
No, I'm sure they
it's
don't.
It's just their job to get signatures. They get paid by the signature.
Well, let me tell you what it is that they have to do besides just the two-week thing. Okay, Massachusetts is already viewed...
Is this how it is now or how it would be under this new
Massachusetts
regulation?
Is already viewed as a difficult state in which to pass laws through ballot referendums. Under Massachusetts law, backers of citizens' initiatives only have 60 days to gather the signatures of 3% of the votes cast in the previous gubernatorial election for the 2008 ballot. The requirement would be 65,825. The groups then face a big organizational hurdle. They have to turn the signatures into the city and town clerks where those who signed the petition live, so the clerks can verify that the signers are registered voters. Then, within 2 weeks, the groups need to pick up all the validated petition papers and then turn them in to the Secretary of State's office, which does its own review.
They just have you jumping through hoop after hoop after hoop
in
and
addition,
literally running around.
In addition, courts in Massachusetts have strictly interpreted the requirements for ballot access, sometimes throwing out signatures based on stray pin marks.
Sure.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Well, now let's...
And they're more likely to throw out signatures if they don't like what your referendum says.
Now, I don't know. I think Boston's a really big town, right?
Sure.
It would seem to me that you could go to Boston and get 65,000. If you really hit it hard in 2 weeks, you get 65,000 signatures in Boston, the city. And then you'd only have one city clerk to deal with. You'd only have one county,
right.
you know, only... One little bureaucrat to go, and then you'd pick it up from one person. It just seems
that's
to me...
That's 4,642 signatures per day. I mean,
you'd have to have... Your group
you'd have to have a lot of...
Has to be scouring.
Activists.
How many signatures do you think an activist gets in a day?
I mean, there's only so many people that you could move...
Get it from.
In a given hour, there's only...
You've done this, right?
I've absolutely done this, and... I mean, I can't see that anybody would be able to get more than 50 to 100 in a day. I can't see that.
Yeah, I was thinking 100 a day. I would count on my. I would put
depending
out.
On where you're at. You know, a good place is out in front of grocery stores and things like that. But
if you can put 50 people out on the street a day, whew, that's a lot of people.
If you're just by yourself and you've got one person in front of you and they're asking you questions about what it is that you're asking them to sign, you're investing time. I mean, those minutes are going by, and there's only so many people you can see an hour if it's like that. So
right.
if you spend 5 minutes on each person. You know, that's not a lot of people, especially if you're only out there for 4 or 6 hours.
Gay marriage is supported widely in Massachusetts.
Right.
So, anyway...
So they're going to make it more difficult. And the
right.
question is it a good thing that people should be able to get these referendum on the ballots?
Yeah, I really have... I'm torn on this subject. A, I like the idea that the people can speak in their own government,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you can
but
get...
But that's what you're supposed to elect representatives for, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right?
Now, and secondly... Democracy stinks.
Yeah.
We passed the train bill here, the high-speed rail thing.
Here in Florida.
It wasn't a bill. It was an amendment to the Constitution.
That's the way it works here.
Pretty much you can only have an amendment. You really can't have a referendum here.
Right.
So we got the high-speed rail. Now, I'm forced to pay by, you know, all the 70% of people that voted for it. I'm forced to pay for this high-speed rail thing that I think is a boondoggle.
Right.
Now, fortunately, it's been repealed.
By 70% margin.
By about 70% margin.
See, the deal here in the state of Florida is the voters just don't even bother to really read what the amendments say. They just go ahead and vote yes on everything.
Yep,
apparently, it's always a 70% margin. It doesn't matter if it's a smoking ban, some bill about pigs in cages, or, in this case, the so-called super speed rail or whatever it
yep.
is. 70%.
It's always the same thing.
It's amazing. We just have the most mindless, clueless voters down here,
so,
I think.
So I'm really putting up the question to the callers, to listeners. What do you think? Is it good? I kind of feel like I'd rather have a referendum than not have a referendum option.
Let's see what Conrad thinks in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello, Conrad. Conrad?
Click
going
on. Like
Conrad's gone.
He's
see you later.
Gone.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. I'm kind of torn like you, man, which, I mean, I'm up to the point where I'm just fed up with the law itself, though. Go ahead, pass all the laws you want. Just don't try to enforce them on me. I'm not hurting anybody. I mean, I don't hurt anybody in my day-to-day life. How dare you force me to pay for your high-speed rail or your silly little marriage amendment or whatever it is that you want to do?
We're all affected by these laws. I mean,
I understand
the corporate
that.
Taxes.
Either way, it's bad. I mean, either way, we have more tyranny, whether it be through the referendum process. And yes, there can be good referendums as well. And I think that's an important point to make. You can actually, I think, have referendums to repeal laws, if I'm not mistaken, I think
yeah.
in some states, which would be beneficial. So if you could get in there with, hey, let's get this law out. Let's pass a referendum to get laws off the books. I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, but of course, it's a, you know, everything's a double-sided sword. So for the chance that you could get laws off the books, there's also the chance that activist groups are going to get laws on the books as well. Of course, you've also, the other way that laws get passed is the traditional way of the legislature.
And they're busy.
And they don't even listen to you. I mean, they
don't listen to laws either.
Right. So either way, it's just a bad, bad situation for freedom as far as I'm concerned. I find it hard to feel strongly about this issue.
Hmm. Well, I personally think some laws beneficial.
Okay.
There's certain regulations, there's certain activities.
You don't really know what they are. You just kind of think there's some of them out there. You're pretty sure there's something that's beneficial out
there. Murder pops to mind.
You don't need a law against murder to know it's wrong, though. I mean, it's already known.
Yes, but you do need it to punish the person.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. 800-259-9231.
Really? You'd like to have a mob walking down the street with torches and pitchforks?
Hey, it could happen. I mean, I don't see how it'd be much worse than what we currently Jeez. Have. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty, and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live. Anything goes. Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. And you can go and vote for the show over at the Podcast Awards. We're pushing some votes over there right now because there's a two-week-long period where you can go, actually, once every 24 hours and vote for us at podcastawards.com. So go and do that for us. We would really appreciate it. We give you all our stuff on our website for free. We ask from time to time that you go vote for us here and there. That's about it.
So you can vote every day?
You really can. Yeah, at podcastawards.com. All right, and don't forget freetalklab.com for archives and much, much more. Now, you brought up, right before we went away, and I didn't really have a chance to address it, and we didn't really have a chance to delve into it, but you brought up murder. What if there wasn't a law against murder? You say there has to be a law against murder. And to be fair, I haven't done a lot of research on this particular issue, but you know, based on the little that I know about murder, I do know that as it currently stands, most of them aren't solved.
That's true.
I don't know what that number is. I'm sure it fluctuates based on where you're at in the country and the police department that you're underneath. But most of them, you know, they just get swept under the rug after a while because...
So you're saying we should do away with the court system that that would convict someone of murder because it doesn't convict most people of murder?
Well, let's also look at the people that are convicted of murder. How about those who are convicted wrongly? How about those who are completely innocent and thrown in prison and then, in some cases, executed as a result of a false conviction?
Well, I think that the execution, you know what I think about the execution of people.
Absolutely.
Because I think that it's,
I think
we are fallible as people,
right.
But I think that you will definitely have more failings if you just have people mobbing in the
streets. That's not what I suggested. I was being facetious when I suggested that before. What I am suggesting is some sort of competitive court system. I don't know how exactly it would work out, but it would somehow be competition. There'd be two distinct industries. There would be, I think, the enforcement industry, the protection industry, if you will, and then there would be the arbitration or the court industry. And there would be interactions between businesses who were protecting individuals. And so basically, if you got murdered, Manwich, your wife would get in touch with your protection agency and or insurance company or whatever you want to call it. I don't know how they would exactly work in a free market because we don't even have this right now. I mean, we're not even close to this. And whether we'll ever get there, I don't know. But I think it's something that's worth exploring, at least here on the show. So she goes to the protection agency and she says, my husband was murdered. Can you know, are you going to look into this? Of course, we're already investigating. We found out that it's so-and-so and we're going to go arrest him. Well, they go and pick this guy up.
But by what law do they arrest him?
By what? Look, it doesn't have to be a law. It's the fact that you were wronged. Somebody harmed you. That's what it is. And you're worried that they're just going to go arrest some strange dude and it's not going to be the guy that did the crime. Is that right?
I think they do that now.
They do that now.
Well, but I'm telling you that they have no legal standing by arresting somebody that they don't... It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, you don't need legal standing. Somebody hurt somebody else. So you go and you pick them up and you hold them. And then in an independent arbitration court that is not the government court, it's some sort of independent third-party court, you go and you prove, beyond whatever the preponderance of evidence or shadow of a doubt that they require in the court, that this person did indeed do the crime. Now, actually, it's less likely that they would pick up the wrong person, because if indeed it was found out that they got the wrong person, they would lose business. They would, you know, the news would get out that Manwich's Protection Company accidentally arrested the wrong guy and tried to put him in prison for murder. The word's going to get out that your protection company's out there arresting the wrong people, and therefore less people, I think, would patronize you. I just think it wouldn't, I'm not saying it would be worlds better than the system we currently have, but it certainly seems like it would work a little bit better. It's worth a try, don't you think?
No, I don't. I think it's kind of silly and dumb.
Uh-huh.
That's
you think it's silly until you get arrested for murder that you didn't commit.
I think that it happens.
Uh-huh.
And
that's okay. You just chalk it up to, oh, well, it's the system. It's the best system in the world, though, right?
It is the best system.
It is the best system in the world. Does that mean it can't get better?
It can get better,
it
sure.
It can get better.
But
so let's talk about different ways it could get better. How would you improve the system, Manwich?
How would I improve our current judicial system?
Specifically to the issue of murder.
I would
and
make
people getting arrested for crimes they didn't commit.
I would make people responsible for their actions.
Mm-hmm. You mean as far as paying restitution?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a huge step that we could make with our current system and make the current system a lot better.
I think you're going to get a lot farther with people talking about current systems
sure.
than you are talking about privatized judges and privatized police departments.
Well, actually, privatized police departments work. There's been evidence that shows that when you
can use a privatized police department. You can use a private investigator
okay.
if you have a crime committed against you. You can currently, under the current system, you will have a much better chance of having your case solved if you hire a private investigator.
And then they take you to a government court. I think that'd be, that's a good step between. So there you are. You were kind of poking fun at the idea of private police, but now you're even backing up the idea.
I'm just saying that we currently have that. What's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is everybody's forced to pay for this shoddy government police system that we have, whereas if we just had private police, prices would probably come down. I know we'd be a lot safer because we wouldn't have these crazy random cops going out there killing people and hurting people, because the cops would be out doing only what they were asked to do, and that is protecting people's rights, instead of trying to pad their budgets, which is what they do today.
I think you'd see a lot more, I'd see a big improvement in the police system if you just got rid of the war on drugs.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. There are definite concrete things that we both agree on that we could do to the current system, the current government system, to make it work better. I agree completely. Get rid of the war on drugs. Get rid of the laws against prostitution. Get rid of the laws against gambling. All the vice crimes, throw them out the window. Because they're not crimes unless they hurt somebody else. And that's a real problem with our system today.
Well, someone's damaged, right?
Well, there are and that's why I'm saying you don't need a law necessarily. All the law when it comes to murder does is it just simply prescribes a punishment for it. That's all. That's all it does. It just identifies what murder is and prescribes a punishment for it. You don't have to create a law to make murder a bad thing.
Well,
you have to create a law to make drug use a bad thing, because without the law, it would just be somebody snorting a line of cocaine, and it wouldn't necessarily have that bad connotation to it. It's certainly not good. Kids don't do drugs. But it takes that law to make things seem bad. There's actually a website that some of our listeners came up with. They went and I think it's called lawforkids.org. It is the most laughable, silly, sad, pathetic website. One of the worst that I've ever seen. The basic idea, the concept behind this site is you're supposed to send your kids to it so they can learn respect for the law. And all it does is it presents different issues, like, for instance, skipping school's illegal, and it's got like a little cartoon where the girl's near the school bus, and she decides she wants to go and skip school for the day, and she runs into a security guard at the mall, and he tells her, "You shouldn't skip school. It's illegal. It's illegal to skip school." That's their rationale as to, well, you shouldn't do this and that. There's a law against it. And that kind of puts into the people's heads that, oh, if there's a law, it must be bad. But that's not the case. Just because there's a law against something doesn't make it bad. And just because there is not a law against something doesn't mean that the law is endorsing it. That's something that the politicians will always come up with when you start talking about legalizing drugs, when you start talking about decriminalizing marijuana, for instance. We don't want people to think that this is sanctioned, that this is okay.
What about alcohol? People people can go buy a fifth of alcohol, drink the whole thing. They'll be mashed out of their minds. Is that okay? Because it's legal?
That's the perspective of these people that write the laws. If the law exists, then it must be bad. But if there's no law, then it's somehow endorsed by the system. It's bizarre. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on the system. How could you change it to make it better? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can also, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of cool stuff there, including the live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. You can listen for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Joel in New York. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
Not too much. I've been listening to you guys often for about the last 3 weeks now.
Excellent.
And you're always, Ian, keep on talking about the difference between a big L libertarian and this small L libertarian. And from the way you talk, it sounds like a big L libertarian is more like an anarchist than a libertarian.
Ian's more like an anarchist than a libertarian.
I am definitely more like an anarchist than I am a libertarian. But I'm an anarchist leaning libertarian. I'm not fully an anarchist quite yet. I'd be totally fine with a constitutional government. If we could get back to that point, I'd feel pretty good, but I'd probably start arguing for less government even at that point.
And I can understand that point. But I mean, there is a place for small government. I mean, even 200 years ago, the constitutional governments had state-run schools and the state-run roads. In Virginia.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson talked about the school system that they had, and it makes sense because the poorest people couldn't afford.
No, that doesn't make sense. It never makes sense to steal money from people at gunpoint. Sorry, it just is wrong. Now look, poor people would get educations in a free market because education would, A, be cheap. I mean, it doesn't cost much to buy a hamburger. Education could come down to no less. I'm not saying it would cost hamburger prices, but it would definitely be a lot cheaper because of competition.
Oh, absolutely.
And secondly, they could educate themselves via charitable organizations
as
well.
Exactly, and if you want all of the poor people to be educated by the churches, that's a perfectly wonderful concept.
Who's to see? Oh, now, why is it necessarily that a charity has to be connected with a church?
It's not that they have to, but historically speaking, that has been the case.
Well, okay, that's where people are willing to donate the most money.
Fine.
That's one.
If you're homeless on the street and you want help, you'll probably have to go to the Salvation Army, too.
Oh, absolutely. And
right, so sometimes you have to suck up a little bit of your pride if you want.
And our government is a lot like a church.
I'm not talking about this for the sake of the poor. I'm saying the people with the most potential aren't always the people that have the funds.
Absolutely.
The potential.
I don't think that it's necessarily the case that charitable church or charitable education centers will be poor. Will be bad education centers.
I went to a religious school. I feel like they're better.
I'm not saying that they're bad education centers at all.
What are you saying then?
I'm saying that sometimes there is a quote unquote greater good, but that we need to put the control over who decides what the greater good is in the hands of the people in the small localities.
Well, that would be that would mean that if it was truly in the hands of the people, then it would be the dollars that you spend that would decide those things. And instead of, I mean, you're not advocating taking people's money by force, are you?
Well, I'm absolutely not. Actually, I'm advocating small changes over time.
Okay.
I'm advocating instead of let's get rid of schools, why don't we get a voucher system and just prove that the public school systems don't work because no one would go to them anymore.
A man after man, which is hard. Unfortunately,
yes, yes he is.
Unfortunately,
it's just like the Liberty Dollar.
I'm sorry?
It's just like the Liberty Dollar.
No, the Liberty Dollar is a competitor to a government monopoly, which is the FRN.
And these schools would be competitors to government schools.
The schools are already there. What you're talking about is ruining the schools with government money. If you hold, it's just like anything else the government does. For instance, the federal government holds out funds in front of the states and says, here, you can have this money, so long as you jump through these 50 hoops and keep jumping through them. We'll keep giving you the money. It's the same thing with the vouchers. Okay, yeah, Mr. Private School Owner Joel, you want to get this money? You want to get these vouchers for your school? Well, you're going to have to retrofit your entire cafeteria with state-approved cooking tools, and there's going to be another 50 or so hoops that you'll have to jump through, and therefore, after you're done jumping through all the hoops, you'll be more like a government school.
Oh,
that's what they're going to do. They're going to ruin private schools with vouchers.
Well, that's one thing that could be done, and on the other hand, it could be that, I mean, accountability could also merely be the idea that people would vote with their feet. I'm leaving the public school system. I'm going to homeschool, and the homeschool people, as long as they got receipts, should be able to get the vouchers.
Why do I need to have my money taken by the government so I can get a voucher back for it? If I want to homeschool my kids, why don't I just not pay that portion of my property taxes, like they're doing up in New Hampshire?
Well, I'm not saying that that's not that you shouldn't be able to do that.
Well, that's exactly what we should be able to do, because when you send the government your money, all they do is they just take a slice off the top of it, keep it for themselves, pay all the bureaucrats that particular bureaucracy, and then if you're lucky, if you, as you say, have the receipt, then they'll send you a fraction of your money back to you. Boy, what a great deal. Boy, we should really take incremental steps so we can get to that point.
Well, take all...
It isn't easy, is it?
Well,
he's hard to argue with, isn't he?
Well, his argument is wonderful, except that he plays the same. He's using the same argument that he laughs at the conspiracy theorists for.
Now wait, what are you talking about?
Your extreme position just kind of turns off.
Wait a minute, what's extreme about nonviolence? That's all I'm talking about. See, that's the thing that people that, look, that's the thing about being a big L libertarian. You take an oath when you join the Libertarian Party, for instance, that says you don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. I don't support the initiation of force. Do you?
I do not support the...
Yes, you do. You support it incrementally. You want to get to the same point I do. It's just that you want to take 15 years to do it in. I want people to stop having guns pointed at them.
Well,
I don't see why that's crazy.
Historically, your position leads to the greatest implementation of force, i.e., look at France. France is what happened when people got too much liberty too quick.
Too much liberty too quick. Fascinating idea, Joel. I wanted you to tell me a little bit more about that, if you can hang on. 800-259-9231. Too much liberty too fast. Boy, that sounds like a problem I'd like to have. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside the Saturday night edition of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free, including the bulletin board system with over 26,000 posts and hundreds of people interacting, over 600 individuals there talking to one another about various different things. So go and check it out, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk again to Joel in New York. Joel, you're back on with Ian and Manwich. Now, you made a statement before we went away that the people of France at some point encountered too much liberty too fast. Can you explain that?
Yeah, back at the French Revolution, the father of modern conservatism, a man by the name of
Edward the Frog.
What's that?
Edward the Frog.
Sure, Edward the Frog. That
okay.
Works. He wrote that basically France had gone an extremely strong form of monarchy to a completely liberal society over the course of no time flat.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was anarchy. And the strongest person rises to the top at a much quicker rate when there's a vacuum.
Hmm. Okay. And again, I'm not a historical expert, so I'm just taking all I'm just taking your word for this. I don't know if you have any comments, Manwich, but so basically, they overthrew the monarchy, and
there was mob rule, and then Napoleon came to the top and instituted another form of monarchy.
Right. Well, yeah, no, definitely, it's not a good thing when somebody else comes in and sets up another form of government. I think that
definitely want to have government.
I think I'm not saying we shouldn't have government. I think that a very small government would be fine, and I'm just not for incrementalism. I think that the key difference here between what we're doing, what I'm trying to do, and what you're doing, Joel, we're both going in the same direction.
Absolutely.
I just want to do it quicker. If we can get people to vote for people that want smaller government, that's all you need. They're ready. I mean, by voting for libertarian candidates, for instance, if a libertarian candidate was to be able to win office with 60% of the vote, that means 60% of the voters understood, hopefully, what it was that he was talking about, the whole freedom idea and less government idea, and they'd be all for it. At that point, why do we need to be incremental? I mean, I could understand incrementalism if we had only 3% of the House or something like that. Then we'd have to, then something would have to be compromised in order to have less government. But if we're winning majorities, then why take baby steps?
Well, you're absolutely right, but we're not winning majorities.
Obviously.
Not even close.
We're not even close.
We're not. We're winning, what, 1% of the population?
Not like, even that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it depends on the race.
Depends on the election. We had one here for a state House that
34%.
No, it was like 34%.
It was 27% in a two-way race is what it was.
It was 27?
Yeah.
Must have dropped.
Libertarian.
I left before the victory party was over.
So we clearly
victory's always in quotes when you're going to a libertarian candidate's victory party.
Joel, we clearly have a lot of work cut out for us, and I think it's important to put all these ideas on the table. I mean, I got my favorites, and you guys have yours, but I think it's good that we're talking about all of it, you know? The other talk shows in the world aren't even talking about these ideas. They're just talking about the way the politicians can fix the problem.
Well, absolutely.
Big L libertarians hold their noses at incrementalism, though.
That's
oh,
right.
My God, you'd want a little more freedom in that area? Well, screw you! I don't care! We need all the freedom now, so vote for the libertarians. Forget any freedom. What they want is they want more authoritarianism so people will revolt and then vote a libertarian. That's the problem with Big L libertarians. It absolutely
silly.
Is true.
You're silly, man. Which, Joel, thanks for the call. We appreciate
you guys,
it, man.
Take it easy.
All right. No, Manwich. Look, if there was something coming up that gave us a little more freedom, I think even the
like
big vouchers would vote for it. I think they would vote for it if that was all that was on the table. But that's not going to stop us from putting total freedom on the table. More coming up. Hour 2 on the way.